Ambassador Cui Tian-Kai says Xi Jinping's visit will highlight his exchanges with the American people at different levels and in multiple areas.
我们也想利用这个机会能够使习主席接触美国各界人士，通常。
We want to take this opportunity to arrange meetings between President Xi and people of all circles in the U.S., including the commercial and the industrial circles, many friendly organizations and think tanks, as well as political leaders, so as to expound to them China's developing strategy and what kind of path China will embark and what kind of foreign policies China is going to take.This is one of the main goals of this visit, which will become a highlight of it.
The ambassador notes that China and the United States share more common interests than differences, citing the outcomes of recent China-U.S. collaborations in areas such as fighting crime and safeguarding cybersecurity.
我一直认为中美关系真正的力量所在并不是在于说两国之间没有问题，而是在于两国之间能够处理好这些问题。
I always think that the real significance of China-U.S. relationship is that the two countries are able to settle problems between them properly, rather than seeking a relationship free of problems. Both countries have kept communications and exchanges at different levels. Even if there are problems which cannot be solved for the moment, still the two sides should manage those problems positively, and don't let them to reverse the main agenda of bilateral relations.And become the dominant aspect of the China-U.S. relationship.
As the two largest economies in the world, the signing of a bilateral investment treaty is also highly expected by the two sides. The ambassador calls for more effort to push the negotiations forward.
I, of course, hope the negotiations can reach results quickly. However, it depends on the efforts of both sides. To me, the bilateral investment agreement must adapt to the fact that mutual investment between China and the U.S. is growing constantly. Investment from China will benefit the economy and the regional development of the U.S., improving the U.S. people's livelihood and offering more jobs. It's a win-win situation.I hope the U.S. could remove those outdated and unnecessary political obstacles as soon as possible.
President Xi's state visit to the United States, the first since he took office in 2013, will take place from September 22nd to 25th. For CRI, this is Victor Ning.